All right. So today we are going to talk about blessings. Blessings. And by extension, the condition of being blessed, you know? So up until a few years ago, that was a very churchy word and concept, but it took off in kind of viral pop culture as a hashtag. Whenever anyone would get like an extra shot of espresso in their latte, they would post like on social media, hashtag blessed, you know? is there espresso in lattes? I don't drink coffee.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I've never posted hashtag blessed.
good for you. So it was this trend.
I've never posted.
It was this trend of every little thing was a way to brag about how you were living kind of the good life and you were being blessed and you were receiving these blessings, you know, and that's fun, but it isn't quite what we mean when we read about being blessed or receiving blessings in the Bible. So we're going to talk about blessings today. We're going to talk about what are they? What are blessings? How do we get them? And what are they for? And if I could put an emphasis on one of those things, it would be that last one. What are they for? What is the purpose of a blessing? But we'll get there in just a second. We're going to start with what are they? What are blessings? So blessings, in my view, are not random, circumstantial, kind of trivial coincidences that we experience in life. I just think that's thinking too lowly about them, you know? We might crave some of those same things sometimes, like, you know, you might hope for a green light at a busy intersection when you're running late. But I don't know if that's thinking highly enough about blessings, you know, that's just like a small good thing that happened. But blessings are much bigger and much deeper than that. A blessing is a gift from God. Any truly good thing that we have in our lives are blessings from God. It's as the doxology says, praise God from whom all blessings flow. The truly good things with a capital G, things that we experience in our lives are blessings given to us by God. These things include our jobs, our homes, our church, our family, our friends, our money, our things, and on. But the blessings that come from God are not only tangible things. Scripture also speaks about spiritual blessings, meaning sometimes the gifts that God gives us come to us in the form of an inner condition of peace or hope or joy or love. Those things are really good too, and they're blessings that come to us from God. The key here is recognizing the source of the blessings. It's the difference between kind of hashtag blessed and really living a truly spirit-filled life. Because hashtag blessed, I just can't help but wonder, like, blessed by who? Where did those blessings come from? Yeah. Like the universe just smiled on you? Like, no. Christians affirm that all the blessings of this life, all good things flow to us from God. He's the source. Yeah. Amanda, Patrick, what do you guys think about blessings?
Well, Dean, I think if I was in labor and I got that green light, I'd consider it a blessing. But
fair enough. That would be a blessing.
Yeah. All that to say, I know something I was thinking about is for me, just recognizing the little things as blessings coming from God, you know, as you pointed out, as a spiritual practice, that's been a game changer for me because I can get really cranky when I don't recognize those things as blessings because I start to think, oh, you know, like it's a given, like somehow I'm privileged enough to deserve these things when really, you know, who says I deserve it, right?
That's good.
And so, you know, for me, like taking that time to intentionally notice God's blessings just by looking around and saying thank you, after a little while, I know, like, I remember a moment the first time this happened, that collection of little blessings starts to kind of fill my heart, and it becomes not just like a positive attitude, but it creates this intimacy with God. Like, wow, awesome. You did this for us, Lord. You love us this much, even though we don't deserve it. And then, you know, it's that kind of awareness of blessing that you want to share it with others. And I'll just say this really quick too, what you pointed out earlier, or at least this is what I thought of. Sometimes I ask God for outcomes. I think we all do, or for things, when what we really need is just to feel his presence, even in the midst of an unresolved outcome, that can become the answer. That can become the real blessing. So
that's great.
Those are my thoughts.
I love that, Amanda. That's good.
Yeah. I think, to recognize blessings truly from a Christian point of view, to be able to recognize the good things that we enjoy in life, and not only the physical things, but as you said, Dean, the spiritual blessings that come to us as a result of our relationship with God, it requires that we have a God-centered view of the world, of the universe, that our belief in God is not just like an idea, but that we really recognize, okay, there is a God who is the source of everything that's good.
Yeah.
You know, he created everything. And so ultimately every good thing comes from him, you know? And I think you have to have that belief. It has to be more than just an idea to you to be able to recognize, oh, well, this thing that just happened, or these relationships that I have, or whatever it is, you recognize, okay, that ultimately comes to me from God.
That's right.
And, you know, most people, I think, culturally speaking, you know, in our Protestant work ethic mentality, and which is counter to grace, you know, I think most people, their blessings come from themselves, like from their own hard work and certainly I don't want to demean hard work. We need to work hard, and people do work hard. But ultimately, even in working hard, if you can look beyond that and say, okay, well, but where did all those conditions come from that allowed you to work hard and benefit from the fruit of your labor?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that too comes from God, you know? So I think believing in God allows us to recognize blessings.
That's right. Yeah. So maybe the first important action asked of us is to really recognize and to thank God for all the blessings of this life, to see him as the source of all the blessings. There's this now famous worship song, loosely based on the story of Job, that says, "Every blessing you pour out, I will turn back to praise." And that song shows us how to acknowledge and praise the one from whom all blessings flow. Its lyrics proclaim not only that blessings come from God, but that we can then turn that back and bless him, bless his name with our full hearts and worship to him, reflecting to him the love that he has shown to us. So that's a little bit about what blessings are. Let's tackle this next question. How do we get them? How do we get blessings? And this is a point that I think needs a lot of clarity, because there's an idea that has been kind of seeping into popular Christian culture over the last many years, and I think it should be addressed. And here's the idea. The idea is that the blessings of God come to people who have earned them. Mm. So the better the life that you live, the more blessings come to you. You know, you do a good deed, you're more likely to get blessed, you know? And that, I think, is just a misunderstanding of God's blessings. The blessings that come from God are gifts given to us because of his love for us, which you certainly have not earned by being good. You know, to be blessed is the condition you find yourself in if you are a recipient of the love and kindness of God. You know, so remember how Jesus raises up the meek and those who are mourning by saying that they are blessed by God. They are the recipients, he's saying, of God's love and kindness. They didn't earn that condition by mourning, you know, by being people who are mourning, you know. Rather, the blessings of God and his love and kindness are for them because they are his children. It's a relationship with God that constitutes our blessings from him. You know, Romans 4:7 says, blessed is the one whose sins are forgiven, indicating that relationship with God. Romans 10 says that the Lord richly blesses all who call on him. So if we want to receive God's blessings, which remember, are not just tangible and material signals of prosperity, but rather are oftentimes inner conditions of grace, then draw near to God as a child with their father. God wants to give good gifts to his children, not because of what they have done, but because of whose they are. Now, a disclaimer is needed here, I think, about the lack of blessings that many of us crave and don't receive. You know, loss and disappointment mark many of our lives. But I actually think that is the good news of blessings, is that they come to us even in the midst of deep pain. The testimony of the church throughout the centuries and the testimony of many of your lives who are watching this is that even when pain is great, God still meets us and gives us his blessings, not just in the material ways that the world recognizes, but in God's love and kindness to us. Yeah, thoughts, sure. Guys?
Well, how do we receive blessings? You know, on some level, everybody receives certain blessings from God, whether they know it or not. You know, just like the idea, God causes the rain to fall on the evil and the good. The evil get the blessing of the rain, just like the good. They may not even attribute it to God or care about God at all, but they still receive that blessing, you know. So there's a level of general blessing. Theological term we might use would be prevenient grace. You know, there's this kind of general grace and blessing that God gives to all humanity. But the more specific kind of blessings you're talking about, they come, you know, in the context of that relationship with God. And I think even without the relationship with God, you wouldn't even recognize, and I'm not sure you'd even recognize or even know to even think about that being a blessing. You know.
That's good, Patrick.
But in the context of that relationship, then it's like our eyes are opened and we're able to see, you know, oh, well, God did this, you know.
Yeah.
This is... Jesus died for me. This is what this means. Yeah, you know, this is how this impacts my life today. You know, how I, you know, just transforms all of life. And it's just like, you know, once you have that relationship with him, you just see everything.
Yeah, definitely.
Differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, something you said earlier, Dean, you used the phrase, even in the midst of deep pain.
Yeah.
And, you know, just kind of thinking about what you were talking about, Patrick, that relationship with the Lord, there have been times in my life, one in particular I'm thinking about, where in the midst of deep grief, even like anguish, the Lord gave me something to grasp onto. Yeah. And I think apart from knowing him, I wouldn't have known it came from him. Do you guys dream? Do you like remember your dreams ever?
Nope.
Not much.
Well, yeah, mine are usually just weird. I do dream a lot. They're usually just kind of weird or like symbolic expressions of my current emotions. Like if I'm stressed out, I'll dream about climbing really steep hills and falling backwards. I do that all the time, but that's neither here nor there. On very rare occasions, I've had dreams that I believe came from the Lord. And during this season of deep grief, I was given this vivid dream, and it still brings me comfort today. And even, you know, kind of after praying about it, because it is very personal, I shared that same dream with some of the other folks who were experiencing the grief. And just because it stayed with me, because it continues to bless me and it's blessed others. And it even lines up with scripture. I really believe it came from God. And it was in the midst of deep pain. You know, did it remove the pain? No, but it brought that deep and abiding peace. And I really experienced God's kindness through that. So I totally agree that in the midst of those times, he can bless us.
Yeah. So there's this old, Baptist hymn that I grew up singing called Count Your Blessings. Are you guys familiar with this song?
Nope.
Well, you're about to be, because I'm going to sing it for you. Okay. It goes like this. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. And I love that hymn. It kind of, you like that, Amanda?
Yeah, that's cool.
Go, Dean.
Thank you. Okay. The hymn calls to mind that we live in a world marked by discouragement and pain. You know, when upon life's billows, you are tempest tossed. But because of God's love, there are blessings for us, even in those seasons. So let's not forget them, but let's call them to mind. We don't earn those blessings. They are free gifts of God's love and kindness, whether in times of difficulty or in times of celebration. So, okay, let's do this last one. What are blessings for? What is their purpose? And this is another one of the big differences between being hashtag blessed and actually receiving God's blessings. You know, getting an extra shot of espresso in your latte isn't a blessing, in my view, because a blessing is something that God has given you, this is the key, so that you can share it with others.
Hmm.
The purpose of a blessing is God gives it to you so that you can bless others with it. All the good things that we receive, material or spiritual, are given to us by God to be shared and passed out to others in our lives and in the world in which we live. So let me show you quickly why I believe that's the case. One of the very first times in the Bible that God blesses someone is when he blesses Abraham, or Abram at the time. God has selected Abraham to be the father of the nation of Israel, and then by extension to the full family of God and faith and scripture. And God chooses Abraham, by the way, not because he earned it. And he says to him, this is his blessing to Abraham. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who curse you, or bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So God makes it glaringly obvious to Abraham. Abraham, I am blessing you so that you can be a blessing to all people. The point is reiterated, actually, by the Apostle Paul in our reading for today from 2 Corinthians. He says, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you may abound in every good work. He says just a few verses later, you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. So God loves to bless his children, but not so that we can kind of hoard our blessings. He blesses us so that we can be a blessing to others. What do you guys think? Anything to add?
Well, you know, you talk about, we were talking earlier about God is able to bless us even in, you know, difficulties, difficult times. And honestly, like we're about the only culture in history of the world that has ever believed the idea that our lives should be easy and free from difficulty. I mean, honestly, like we're so wealthy and, you know, but that's not typical. Most human beings that have ever lived always understood life is going to be difficult and it's going to be filled with pain and suffering and ultimately death. You know, everyone has always understood that. We're the ones that have kind of been duped into believing some lie that it's not supposed to be that way. But, you know, even in those difficulties that we face, there's blessing, this whole idea. You know, this is a scripture that's in the prayer book. It's used in the prayer book of ministration to the sick when we go and pray for people. But it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God."
Cool.
So the whole idea is that God blesses us in those difficult times. He comforts us so that, that we can then turn around and then be a comfort to someone else in their time of need. So even the difficult thing, God transforms it into a way to pass on his blessing.
That's right.
It doesn't stop with us. We don't get to hoard it.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. And that applies to our, like Patrick's saying, that applies, yes, to our tangible blessings. Like, how can our job or our money or our resources or our stuff be used to bless others? But what if we thought about all of our stuff, like our tangible stuff and our spiritual blessings, like the kind of inner, the comfort, the joy, the peace that we've received? What if we thought about all those blessings as things that are given to us by God for the purpose of blessing and distributing other those things out to other people, you know? So if God has happened to bless you with hope or joy during this difficult year of 2020, how can you use that hope and joy as a blessing to others? How can you use the blessing of inner peace or encouragement to bless someone else? What word or action could you take and funnel God's blessing out to someone else? So,
you know, and if you read, you read the story of the Old Testament, you know, and you see how God very specifically spoke to Abraham and gave him, you know, kind of gave him the vision. Abraham, here's what I'm going to do. Right. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make you the father of a great nation. And through you, the blessing that I give you is going to go out to all the world. And ultimately, we know that the fulfillment of that is Christ. But, you know, if you read the Old Testament, if there was a failure, one of the major failures of the people of God in the Old Testament is that they lost sight of that. We've been blessed to be a blessing to others, you know, and they turned inward. And really didn't see their responsibility to be a blessing to the whole world. And, you know, I think that's always a temptation for us in the church to just be comforted and enjoying what we have, how God has blessed us, but then not very intentionally thinking about how can these good things be turned out to the world, you know?
That's right. Yeah. Well, on that note, you know, we are kind of sharing each week in this series, and this is the last Sunday in this series, we're sharing a practice. An encouraging some way for you to put into practice the idea that we're talking about. And so this week's practice is about trying to joyfully bless someone, especially someone outside the church. So how can you practice this week? So we put together a couple of ideas for you, some tangible things. You could deliver a meal or a special dish or a gift card to someone in need. You could write a note of encouragement or heck, send a letter, or, you know, be a blessing to someone in that way, Or you could even do that. So you can do that individually, or you can do it with a group, you know, like check in with your life group or some other group of friends and decide on a person or a group or something that you could be a blessing to, that you can share an act of generosity to and for. So identify what that is and come up with a plan to be a blessing to those people. Okay. So let's close by praying this prayer together. Generous God, help us to live with open hands, that every gift we have received may become an instrument of blessing to others. Amen.